Hi, I'm Benita Rockingham, and welcome to our third season of Holding It Together, a Mennonite Church USA Women in Leadership sponsored podcast. The views expressed on this podcast are my own and are not necessarily indicative of the views of MCUSA.
I believe in mutual aid.
I believe in nonviolence.
I believe in radical kindness.
I believe deeply in God's commitment to wholeness.
I believe in us. This season of Holding It Together, we are exploring and holding space for the beauty in our beliefs by hearing this I believe statements from folks across our denomination. As people of peace, we experience connection with one another through our core beliefs in following Jesus Christ, witnessing and living God's peace through pacifism, standing up against injustice, and living into God's call of continued transformation. In this season, we will hear how living into those beliefs shape other truths we hold and celebrate the movement of the Spirit working through us in the world. Today, I'm joined by my friend Anissa Leonard. Anissa is a 2021 grad of Eastern Mennonite University who currently lives and works in DC as a forensic social worker. Anissa received her master's degree of social work from Columbia University in 2022, and she grew up splitting her time between Harrisonburg, Virginia and Nairobi, Kenya. She's passionate about learning to be a good global citizen, while also being deeply rooted in her immediate communities. In her free time, she can be found reading at breweries, rooting for the Phillies, or training for her next marathon. Anissa, thank you so much for being willing to join me today and share your This I Believe statement with us.
We feel that at this time it would be unwise to admit such students into the coeducational institution. However, we express our heartfelt sympathies for our colored brethren and sisters with their educational problems and are ready to open up such measures of opportunities for them as such opportunities are expedient and possible. That was written by the Board of Trustees at EMU. Mennonite Bishop John L. Stauffer was president of the college. The year was 1945 and my grandma was just a toddler. I read those words in a history book on the university that I found in my parents' very best friend's bookshelf. "Dad," I asked, "isn't John L. Stauffer your great uncle?" "Yes, he wasn't a nice man," he said. A few months later, I asked my grandma about that same story. "He was not a very nice man," she said. Martin Luther King Jr. famously said that the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. Life, too, if we should be so lucky, is long, and we are luckier if we will see the arc of the moral universe bending towards justice in our lifetimes. My grandparents certainly did. In the last couple of years, I have found myself drawn to the stories of my grandparents. I often pull up a seat to the table and flip through their photo albums, or I climb up to the loft of the barn and dig through the seemingly ancient and endless boxes. Their lives are pictures of steadfastness, to the call that the prophet put forth in Micah 6:8, walking humbly, loving mercy, and acting justly. When times got hard, my grandparents just kept going. They kept going, doing the next right thing. In 1968, the year Martin Luther King Jr. died, my grandparents were at an MVS house in New Haven, Connecticut. My grandpa had been drafted into the Vietnam War, and as a conscientious objector, he was serving his voluntary service. He worked day in and day out unloading trucks for a hospital. My grandma, who would come with him, did the cooking, cleaning, and laundry for the MVS house, which was in total 3 women and 8 men. As they were the couple who had been married the longest, they were the leaders of the house. When I think about what values have been passed down to me, the word that comes to mind is generosity. Generosity with resources, generosity with time, generosity with love, generosity with attention. It is a value that I think is timeless, and it is an act that will surely bend the moral universe towards justice. My grandparents are very humble people. the kind of people that keep their heads down and work hard as heck, never seeking recognition. They chop wood and fill your woodshed. They mow your lawns, bake pies, clean your houses, donate money, and sit in hospital rooms without a second thought. They'll drive 2 hours one way to eat lunch with you and then pay for the bill. No one ever leaves their home empty-handed. My grandpa, a longtime hunter and gun collector, refused to join the NRA because he disagrees with their politics. When I marched for gun control in college, he said he was proud of me. It has been many decades since EMU first refused to let black students in. It's been almost 76 years, to be exact. In 2021, I, the queer, black, great-great-niece of Prennanite Bishop John L. Stauffer, walked across the stage and received my college diploma from Eastern Mennonite University. My diploma is, quite literally, a testament to the generosity of my grandparents and the generosity of every alum, faculty, and activist in the years since 1945 who kept going, kept doing the next right thing. Indeed, I stand on the shoulders of those who gave everything, even their reputation, for those who would come after. It is in this spirit that I try to live a life as generous as my grandparents in hopes that I, too, can bend the arc just a little bit more towards justice. So I pledge myself to give generously my time, my resources, my attention, and care. And I pledge myself to lean into systems of mutual aid and mutual care, growing in a deeper understanding of the fact that we are all interconnected. And it is these little things, these little and great acts of generosity, that will bend the arc of the moral universe.
Anissa, thank you so much for being willing to share your This I Believe statement with us. I am celebrating with you all of the ancestors who have come before you that have worked towards bending that moral arc towards justice. And I am leaning into the challenge that you shared with us. This episode was produced by me, Benita Rockingham, with editing help from Alex Woodring and music by my dear friend, Redfa Jan Titi Halawa. Holding It Together is a joint production of Women in Leadership and MCUSA. Look for us on our page on the MCUSA website, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast streaming site. I'm your host, Benita Rockingham. Thanks for listening, y'all, and catch you next time on the flip side.